Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
Hello, I'm Glynn Scrook. Countries around the world marked World Elephant Day on Monday, which aims to bring attention to the plight of the animals in both Africa and Asia. They face increasing threats, including an escalation of poaching, habitat loss, and human-elephant conflict. In southern Africa, there's the additional problem of drought, which has affected both their water supply and food. According to the Worldwide Fund for Nature, in the 1930s, as many as 10 million elephants roamed the continent. Today, it says there are only about 415,000 African elephants left in the wild, while the number of Asian elephants has dropped to between 40 and 50,000. Well, I'm joined now by conservationist Sean Hensman, who's manager of Adventures with Elephants. Sean, thank you for joining me on the program. When you and I spoke the other day, you were making me terribly jealous by telling me you were watching animals around a waterhole. Is seeing elephants in the wild something that our grandchildren are going to be able to do?
Dennis, morning, and thank you for having me. I am 100% that we will have elephants for our future generations to enjoy in the wild. And it's because they're such an iconic species that there's a lot of effort, like World Elephant Day, and there's a lot of effort going into conserving them and protecting them. I think in countries like Asia, where you mentioned that there's 50,000 left, I think the pressure there is mounting, but I think there will always be elephants in the wild.
Well, that is good news. Tell me something. I came across a fact calling them ecosystem engineers. What does that mean?
So, Glynis, elephants have both positive and negative effects on the environment that they're in. They can be hugely destructive if allowed to overpopulate, but they're also great at seed dispersal, creating watering points and watering holes and that sort of thing. So it's very important to have them in your ecosystem if you have the space to have them. But yeah, they have to be managed to a degree because they can have a hugely negative effect on other species. It's one of the reasons South Africa is looking at contraception, translocation, and a variety of things to try and keep our elephant numbers in check.
I believe we are not doing too badly in terms of our elephant population. So I'm assuming we're getting it right in terms of protection and both of the elephant and of the elephant corridors.
Yeah, I think South Africa's done extremely, extremely well. In fact, I'd say the most of Southern Africa has done extremely well. We've got excessive elephant populations. I don't know if you heard, Botswana offered 20,000 elephants to Germany the other day because there's too many, they feel. So I think that that's a positive in Southern Africa's point of view. I think we've got to look at the model and why it's so successful and possibly try and get the rest of the world to implicate or replicate that and then hopefully get their numbers up. So I'm very proud of South Africa or Southern Africa for how it's managed its elephant population thus far.
So would you say then that these dropping numbers is more to do with issues in more northern parts of Africa?
Dropping numbers is across the whole of Africa. As you mentioned, WWF stated that there were 10 million elephants in 1930, and now there's only 400,000, which is pretty scary. There's been a huge reduction. But the problem is the land available to elephants has reduced exponentially as well. Elephants are confined to roughly 6% of the land they used to have, and it's the worst quality land. So land that can't sustain cropping or cattle, now we leave to wildlife, which I think is the biggest problem. The other problem is the human population has gone from roughly 200 million people to 1.3 or 1.4 billion people in Africa today, and it's set to double by 2050. So we're going to have a huge pressure on wildlife spaces and wildlife in the future. I think what's happening in Africa today has happened in America and Europe, you know, a couple hundred years ago. And we've got to be very careful that, we don't push elephants out and constrict wildlife too much in that regard. I think that that's actually the biggest issue that our wildlife faces is overpopulation of humans.
What about ivory? That's obviously what a lot of them are poached for. Are worldwide controls enough?
I think worldwide controls are enough, but I also feel that the controls have actually put a lot more pressure on elephants through poaching. When there was a legal trade, ivory was sold for about £5 a kilogram. The minute they made it illegal, the price went through the roof on the black market to £300-400 a kilogram. And all it did was incentivize your rural African population to go and poach. You got to bear in mind that a lot of rural Africans are earning on average $2 a day, according to the World Bank. And if ivory is worth £300-500 a kilogram, that's a good income for them. So mm-hmm. much like the rhino, there's been a lot of pressure on them because on the black market, the prices have gone through the roof.
Gosh, that's a consequence I didn't think of. Thanks there to Sean Hensman, manager of Adventures with Elephants. And to end off, a couple of fun facts about elephants that I found fascinating. They're apparently the only mammal that can't jump. Elephants have about 150,000 muscle units in their trunks and can use it as a snorkel underwater. And finally, elephants can spend up to 18 hours a day just eating. They need 150 kilograms of food per day. And that's it for this week from Eglinus Crook. Take care and goodbye. Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX Living.
For Galinda Moser, founder of RE/MAX Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, RE/MAX Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email Galinda at remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, RE/MAX Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. RE/MAX, the leaders in real estate.